around trying to find us. He said Dime and
Fleabag.
Yeah. Now, have you heard of somewhere else, or
I'm sure I probably saw it on TV.
Oh, okay.
I guess a dive, since it came to mind first, would probably be the first one I would use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the stuff that a lot of kids or people smoke these days that is illegal?
Depends on where you are. If you're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Tijuana tea. Do you want marijuana pot?
Tijuana tea?
Yeah. Marijuana pot.
Okay, now, can you tell me anything about differences in substance, form, quality? You know anything about different names for different forms, things like that?
No, I don't. I really do not. You mean, like, different grades of marijuana and so forth?
Names for the different types.
Well, from my reading, you know, I saw that they busted a plane in somewhere on the freeway in Georgia, close to Atlanta, that had Colombian smoke in it. And Colombian smoke would be the only one I would know about. You know.
Okay. And how about the actual thing? What do you call them?
Joint.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for it?
Not that I would know of.
Okay, do you know any names for hard drugs? Not really the...
You mean like LSD, heroin?
Yeah. And any slang names that go along with those?
Cocaine, coke. Heroin, I think, is horse. LSD, I guess that's acid.
Anything, any other uppers or downers?
Oh, I guess those would be amphetamines. But, most of that comes from being around and showing young kids film and things like that.
Okay. But, now what would you call a person who constantly has to take
a drug? An addict.
Oh, what?
A dope addict, drug addict.
And somebody who sells it?
Pusher.
Okay. And what do you use to buy something?
You mean money? You mean what?
That's what, yeah. Money. Okay, do you have any slang terms for that?
Oh, wow, let's see. Yeah. Dust.
Dust?
Okay. Okay, you have any dust? Scratch.
Now, are those terms you picked up here?
Terms I use. Terms I use. I don't know where I picked them up, but I use them, you know. If one of my friends were to walk up and say, man, how much dust do you have? Mm-hmm. I'll know instantly what he's talking about. Just how much change, you know, how much change you got. How much scratch you got. You know, those are terms that I use. The way I pick them up, I don't know.
Okay. And what do you call the place where if you had, say, a ring or anything you wanted to get money for, you could take it?
I'm at the pawn shop.
And what is the alcoholic beverage that comes in a fancy bottle with label on it, red or white?
Wine.
Okay, any terms for that?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. More and more since, you know, advertisements on TV and everything, and radio, I've been calling it wine. I think slang has died out, but I was trying to think of what we used to call it. At one time it was referred to like grapes, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get some grapes. It meant a bottle of wine. But that was another term, and I just really can't think of it. That was another term that used to be, was in vogue like when I was in high school. I really can't think of a slang for it.
Okay. Do you have a name for the very worst section of town?
If you're getting at ghetto, that term is not used very much here.
Okay, what about a place where criminals would hang out? Successful criminals who are not caught?
Well, I don't know. You know, I guess.